Welcome back, and joining me for a look at the market's activity is David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities. David, the inflation picture is quite bad. And I mean, when I saw the German PPI numbers that came out, we saw producer prices climbing 33.5% in April, a record. I mean, I understood then why markets have been acting the way that they've been acting recently. This is definitely a sign that things will get worse before they get better, right?
I don't think anybody really understands, because we've had such a difficult, first of all, 2 years where, you know, the world economy came literally to a standstill. You know, we closed borders, so there was bound to be some kind of reaction to that or outcome. And then we get the Russian story as well, which elevated all commodity, you know, prices. So, you know, to try and work your way through this is so difficult. And I think it's going to take several months. I know that everybody wants to clap it on its head with a big hammer, but I, you know, before we understand the real consequences, I think it's going to take a really long time for kind of the dust to settle. I can't think of any, other analogies, you know, without being trite or, you know, corny or like that. But I mean, it's really difficult. And that's why you're getting so many confusing numbers that are coming out that we can't kind of connect.
And talking about those confusing numbers, look at the UK coming out with retail sales, surprising to the upside, but then you have consumer confidence at an all-time low. I mean, surely that's not a true reflection of the state of the consumer in the UK right now.
Nobody knows. You know, nobody knows. If you talk to Janet Yellen, she'll tell you that the consumer is strong and the U.S. economy is strong.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Walmart and Target and other retailers, you're getting a confusing picture, another picture. So we don't know. The airlines are packed, you know, especially with the holiday season now coming into the U.S.
Yeah.
Airlines are packed. In fact, they're understaffed and they can't provide enough flights.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, all of this is confusing, and we're sitting in the middle. And certainly my brain is, you know, I've still got a 64K brain. It's the 1970 vintage. You know, I can't analyze all of this and kind of digest it. Maybe if I had a super brain computer like some of the youngsters today, I'd be able to understand what's happening.
You say that Janet Yellen would say that the U.S. consumer is strong. And funny enough, although Target really disappointed, the CEO actually also said the consumer is strong. It's just that they're spending differently. And you talk about how the airlines are packed. And we saw suitcase sales go up. So I had a nice line for you today. U.S. Retail stocks were targeted this week. Those share prices were up against the wall. Really, Cody. So we saw those.
we can start writing Juliet's script for the week that was.
I think so. She should give me the job. I mean, these counters really struggling in this kind of environment. Where does that then put those companies as, you know, when it comes to them being an investment case?
You see, the problem is that their margins are micro-thin. In America, it's high volume, low margins. And when those margins start to get squeezed, you're going to get the result that we've seen in some of the big retailers. And you expect that because fuel costs, labor costs, food costs, all of that converging, which they can't automatically pass on. So they're not doing badly. The positive sign is that revenues are up. They're still selling.
Yeah.
But of course, with tighter margins, it's going to impact the bottom line. I think the market was cruel on them, you know, by knocking them 23 or 25%. I still don't quite understand that, because next year they'll come back, and the year after they'll come back, and that. So it is exposing some pretty decent entry points.
Yeah, indeed. Really, you know, saying that the revenue is still doing all right, you know, it kind of puts into perspective what the CEO said, that, you know what, the troubles were not in the front end, but rather the back end. And it speaks to your point about the micro thin margins that are really, really suffering. Let's talk about Richemont. They came out with results today. Strong sales, strong cash flows. Profit for the year surged 61%. Although those results are good, though, they did miss on earnings estimates, and they didn't paint a good picture of the future. So the market really punishing them for it. Are they not overdoing it, the markets?
Yeah, What do you mean? I can't understand with those results that you missed forecasts. You know, that's what staggers me. I saw other headlines that the Yoex, Net-a-Porter. What's the other Farfetch deal?
Yeah.
Is laboring, is taking a longer time.
Mm.
So I'm saying, hold on a sec, why should that knock the share price? I just think the markets have been pretty harsh on this one. They're superb results. And we've seen luxury. It's holding up very, very well.
Mm.
Yes, China lockdown might take away some sales there, but I mean, that's nothing new. So don't be too disheartened by what you've seen. I still think luxury is a very strong sector, and those are superb results. So we just live with it. You've got to live with these movements.
Yeah, but then they say sometimes that the markets are forward looking. So do you not think that this China story is a cause for concern, like a deep cause for concern?
Yeah, it could be. But I thought it would have been probably priced in already.
Okay.
And I think maybe that'll be taken up by elsewhere. Nobody knows what's happening. We're all battling. That's what I'm saying. All of these issues. That's why the market is so confused at the moment, because nobody can see clearly either way. Through the information and data that we're having to kind of analyze all the time. It's very hard to draw conclusions. I think we're overreacting and over-responding. The new call is now, it's no longer inflation, it's no longer China, it's not Russia, it's earnings. Earnings, there's no growth, therefore earnings are gonna start falling. I'll say, maybe not. When we talk to analysts and we start to dig deeper into some of these companies, we're not seeing that kind of complete reversal and real pressure on.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting. I'm just okay. Let's be patient. We don't have to rush in. Just wait on the sidelines.
All right. A company that seems to see things clearly is the Fashini Group. They expect earnings to jump more than 400%, saying that the post-COVID recovery is strong and continuing. Africa division recording a record quarter in turnover. Mm. I mean, these results are also supported by the fact that they've localized their supply chain, so they kind of insulated from the global supply chain issues that we are seeing currently. Really looks like TFG is doing everything right, wouldn't you say?
They are. Mm. Well, I think very good management, very up to date, knowing how to use technology, call it AI, whatever you do. They know exactly what you're doing. They know that you bought that from Cheyenne and you didn't buy it from them, and they're very upset. So they're going to be on to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're very smart.
Yeah.
And got a very good name in the market.
All right.
I like them very much. I think it's from an apparel. Well, it's more than an apparel retailer, and even at home. I think a really good South African company.
Yeah. All right. Tsogo-san coming out with a trading update today, saying that they expect their headline loss per share to improve by as much as 88%. It's also rebranding from Tsogo-san Hotels to Southern Sun. Quite exciting there.
Are they going back to Southern Sun?
Yeah. They put that out in their trading statement as well. When you look at, a counter like Tsogo-san, soon to be Southern Sun, and just the general tourism stocks, how much more upside are you expecting?
Look, plenty. Look, to be fair, it's going to take time, because I don't think we're out of COVID yet. I think that it'll take a bit of time before people really get confident again. But the numbers are certainly starting to point upwards. We need the foreigners to come here in big numbers. That's what we need. But I think over time, all those hotel and hospitality stocks will continue. I think the only thing that worries me, and I've said this before, is that they all took on a huge amount of debt during troubled times, and that they've got to manage.
Yeah.
That's they've got to be able to, at a time where costs are going up and interest rates are going up, how much can they pass that on? In rooms and so on, and in food and that.
Yeah.
That's the only downside. But I mean, technically, they should be looking upwards.
All right, I take your point there. Pick and Pay, earlier on in the week, said that they're changing their strategy, trying to cater to different consumer income groups. They're also expanding their omni-channel offering. Really seeming like they're trying to get to the level of a Shoprite. Will this be enough, though, to match up against Shoprite, especially now that Shoprite is beefing up its presence in the low-income market? We did get an update there with the acquisition of those assets from Massmart. Will this be enough for Pick and Pay to go head-to-head with Shoprite?
It's like Arsenal playing Liverpool, you know. You always know Liverpool's going to win. And, you know, so, and I'm an Arsenal supporter. I think that Shoprite have got years of advantage. And by going down market, you know, as I say, I was trying to say this in the other program, is that, you know, they're... A lot of the retailers are cannibalizing their offering. And I don't know how it's going to work. Look, management looks smart. They know what they want to do. They're going to give it a few years. But you're going into a market where there's a lot of competition. It's the low end of the market. We're going back to the lower margin, higher volume type business, not the Woolworths or high end that Pick and Pay used to be in, where, you know, you've got plenty of scope to increase profit. So that's where they're going to go. They'll go there. I don't want to say it's a gamble because it's calculated risk, but it'll take time to measure how successful this is.
All right. Quickly, David, your stock tip for today?
Me, I'm going, I think NASDAQ's going to come back in a big way. Okay. So I still like the Adobes and the Salesforces and the Metas and the Amazon. I still think that's where we're going to make money. Just be patient, though. So I'll watch every day, say, today or not. Nah, okay, I'll wait till tomorrow.
All right, and you've been talking about this. Glad your strategy hasn't changed, even with the uncertain times that we live in. But thank you very much for your time, David. That was David Shapiro from Assessment Securities.